Hammer time. Go with
the flow. Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, of course, it's Dominic Cortez. And yes, of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez.
Call Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. And how are you? 803-0930. Anything around the house that needs my attention? Yep, it's open phone lines today, so pick up the phone or write your text or email or any way you'd like to reach out to us. We'd love to have you be part of the program this Saturday morning, 803-0930. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free call at 1-800-616-WBN. And there's that VW of OP text board where you can write your question up on the board there. Same as our call-in number, 716-803-0930. Any way you'd like, we'd love to have you be part of Hammer Time Radio for this Saturday morning. By the way, I've got some spots left in the July class of the Come Home to Cortez Cooking School with our wonderful chef, Jerry Clemente from Cipollina's Restaurant. Jerry is taking the class outside July 1, where we are celebrating summer in Italy with a lot of great summertime recipes in our outdoor kitchen area. That's July 1. In August, we are traveling to Tuscany, August the 12th. And in September the 9th, it's the Amalfi Coast. By the way, Jerry Clemente and our Come Home to Cortez Cooking School will be featured this year at the Taste of Clarence on the 5th of August. That's why we moved the class to the 12th of August, so that we can be part of the Taste of Clarence. That's coming up on August the 5th in the Clarencetown Park. So the class is lining up July 1, summer in Italy, August 12, a night in Tuscany, and September 9, Amalfi Coast. Register by going to the drop-down menu, Come Home to Cortez, and click on the cooking school. By the way, you can give a gift of a class, too. That's all on our website, so check it out, cortez.net. And while you're there, check out everything we do, room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings. It's all there for you at cortez.net. So, anything that needs my help around your house? Well, today's the day for you. Open phone lines. Anything I can guide you through, pick up the phone right now at 803-0930. You know, summer is a great time for some simple things you can do around the house that not only will make your house look better, but also will add value to your home. That's right. Simple things can add value. You don't even think about that when you're talking about selling your house. But yeah, I can give you, and we will talk about some simple things that you can do to add value to your home, starting with a good cleaning of the exterior with a pressure washer. If you've ever seen grimy vinyl siding, it looks quite unattractive, and cleaning that with a pressure washer, simple thing that you can either rent or I think you can get one on loan from the tool library as well. Then you can clean the exterior of your home with a pressure washer, not beyond the siding too, driveways, decks, patios, walkways. Pressure washing, great way to spruce up the exterior areas of your home. When we're talking about pressure washing, what about getting that deck pressure washed too, if you have a wood deck, or if it's a composite deck? Refinishing your deck then would be a good second step to power washing it. Refinishing it, if it's a treated lumber deck, I recommend using a UV5, an ultraviolet product, to help minimize the sun's effects on your wood deck. Flood makes a great product that has ultraviolet protection in it. Now, the key to this, though, clean and dry. Those are vital components to the proper adherence and absorption of a new finish layer on your treated lumber deck. So clean, pressure washer, pressure wash, and then dry, make sure there's no moisture trapped in. The way you do that is pretty simple. You tape a piece of clear plastic to the deck, and if it beads up, moisture beads on the underside, it's not ready yet. When that dries up, that tells you now's the time to hit that with a new coat of sealer. Treated lumber, absolutely, unequivocally, high maintenance product, needs to be sealed regularly. In our show next week, we are featuring the True North vinyl deck product that has no fiber in it. It has rice hulls, believe it or not, as a binder to the PVC. So largely plastic, recycled plastic, the True North deck board. It's available at Lenco Lumber. So that's next week's show. 2 weeks from today, we're featuring a railing product available at Lenco called Regal. Quite remarkable. It's an aluminum railing product that has the ability to install LED lights in it. They have glass panels that can be lit up. Really quite attractive stuff. So our next two shows coming up, products available at Lenco. Talking about programming, we are booked to have Tom Muscarella on in July talking about lead paint. And also we're going to be talking about lead in the water lines in around Western New York. And coming up later in July, we are doing a show on heat pumps. Again, I told you about this. We want to learn as much as we can about new technology. And even though we might not like the idea of heat pumps being the way we heat our homes, it's going to become vital to us understanding how they work. So that's coming up later in July. Continuing with our list, decluttering your house. We talk about decluttering all the time and how important it is to not only make your house more functional, but also more attractive. Safety is a component to decluttering. Not only safety of walking through your house, but also fire safety. If you have a lot of paper product or burnable, ignitable product cluttering your home, and not to mention value. So when we talk about value, decluttering is top, one of the top list items that a real estate agent will tell you will help boost your value. And this is a good time of year to do that. You know, the way I've talked about decluttering is simple. Don't get overwhelmed, because it is an overwhelming task. And you start by having the right mental mindset. And then you make three piles: keep, give away, and throw away. Then you organize those three piles, and the give away or sell is something that you might find will actually give you some money to inspire you to continue with the task and go to other areas of the house. You know, there's also that one-year rule that I talk about all the time, the one-year rule. You know what it is? If you don't use something for 1 year, maybe you don't need it at all. And that's a good thing to keep in the back of your mind, the one-year rule. Now, there's exceptions to the one-year rule, like tools that you use when you need them. And obviously, that might go beyond the time span of a year. But there's a lot of things that fit into the one-year rule. Here's a good one: clothes. Clothes. Now, if you haven't worn something in a full calendar cycle, then it's probably something that you could give away. And clothing is a great thing to give away because, you know, your trash is someone else's treasure. So there's a good one, clothing. Paint's a problem. Paint is always a problem because paint, people think, has to be kept. The problem with that is paint doesn't keep forever. So what you should keep, rather than actually keeping the paint, is the formulation of that paint so that you can go get it remade if you need it for a touch-up or redoing a wall or whatever, repainting a room if you want to keep the same color. So paint's another interesting thing to talk about. Now, there's disposal issues with paint. Now, some paints can be thrown out. Others need to be brought to drop-off days. So there's another one that, you know, clutters up and maybe something that you could get rid of and just keep that formulation. How about when we talk about paint, looking at the exterior of your home and deciding, is it time to repaint? Now, after we pressure washed it, if it's not vinyl siding, and we took some paint off in that pressure washing process, that's fine. That's an indication it may have been loose anyway. I think it may be the good sign for you to think about repainting. Now, if you're going to repaint, you have to think about whether it's something that's within your capacity to do alone, on your own, or with help, or to hire a pro for that. The biggest thing with paint, especially if it's a two-story home, is working safely on a ladder. And that goes with anything. You know, when we're cleaning our gutters and washing our windows, are you comfortable with working on a ladder? So keep that in mind if you're deciding if you want to do the repainting job yourself. Anyway, a couple other tips that we'll get to, but in the meantime, it's time for you. At 803-0930, that's 803-0930, outside the 716. It's 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's travel to Williamsville and chat with Frank. Good morning, Frank. You're on WBEN.
Dominic, how are you today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. I have a question, two questions, if you don't mind. One would be about my roof, where there's a connection between the two, a joint where two roofs come together, faces north, and it's got mold and, you know, algae kind of stuff growing where the two meet.
Sure.
And I remember in the old days you used to talk about these zinc strips, but I've never really seen one or gotten one. What's the best way to go to take that stuff off?
Yeah, so, question, if you don't mind. So the zinc strips are a great deterrent because the rainwater will hit the zinc, and the water that's mixed with the zinc will cascade down on the area and prevent the reoccurrence of moss from growing, or lichen. Now, the problem with getting rid of it is that yes, you can use some bleach and water; it'll help kill it. But the real issue is, has it permeated around the shingles and into the roof deck? If it's done that, then we have a bigger problem because it's going to simply reoccur. But also, we probably may have the issue of roof deck rot as a result of a lot of years of allowing that moss to collect on your roof. So it's nothing to be ignored. It's difficult to deal with if it's infiltrated into the roof deck. It will mean more than likely that we need to strip the roof, and maybe even in a real extreme scenario, having to replace some of the roof deck if we have infiltration, you know, into the roof deck. So that would be an extreme scenario if we have moss growth that's extended over many, many years.
Can I say one other thing, Dominic?
Sure.
And I don't mean to get political, but I'm going to see if I make a comment about this week where the pink burns, I think, down to the ground.
I'm having a hard time. Frank, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Are we on speaker?
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can pick up the phone, it'd be great.
Is that better?
There you go.
All right, so my question is just, I don't want to get political, whatever, but what your feelings would be, your thoughts would be about the pink burns down in downtown. I've never been there. I'm 6 years old. I live in the suburbs, et cetera. And then the cobblestone, they have the fire. And both of them seem to have such different stories and appeals and feelings behind them and around them. And I wonder if you have anything to say about something like that, because that's where development in our city may... That's what it's running up against and maybe holding it back. Any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I guess I get nostalgic when you think about what's happened with, you know, the fire at the Pink, because it's, you know, it's a spot that meant a lot to a lot of people. Now, you know, when you think about it from that perspective, yeah, it's sad. But then when you look at the condition of the building and, you know, the condition of the interior of the building, I mean, it was pretty ratty from what I understand. I was never one to frequent a place like that. But so from the value perspective, you know, I guess it does provide the opportunity for redevelopment now in that spot because it's a very desirable location. So, yeah, it's sad, but, you know, it really wasn't a well-maintained structure. So there you go. As far as the Cobblestone fire, that's been in the news for some time. And we had Pat Carney on, the city housing court judge, who spoke about the ongoing and never-ending battle he had with the owner there about, you know, dealing with that property. It was in very bad state of disrepair. What I'm glad to hear is because of the true historical value of those structures, they didn't quickly move to demolish. There's been shoring that's been put in place to possibly look to, you know, bring that back for reuse, which I was glad to hear. So I guess it comes down to that, you know, the value, the historical value, and whether there's structural integrity to be able to work with, you know. So, yeah, I guess, you know, fires are bad. Sometimes, in some cases, it's a purging that allows for redevelopment. Sometimes it's the case where we have the ability now to bring that back to new life. Thanks for that comment and question, and thanks for your call, Frank. 803-0930. This is Hammer Time Radio. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week you hear me talk with one of the area branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. Today I have Santo Thomasine here from the Kenmore branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. Life can be hectic, and we know that sometimes our customers have to do their banking on the go. That's why we offer the very latest in online banking tools on desktop or mobile. Check your balance, transfer money between accounts, pay bills online. Send money safely and securely with Zelle. All of our online banking services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At Lakeshore Savings Bank, you don't have to sacrifice the customized personal service you deserve in order to get access to the latest banking technology. Open an account with us today and get the best of both worlds. We're open until noon today. Call us at 716-898-2010. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Hi, Steve Tasker along with Alex asking if you remember the lazy, hazy days of summer.
Nope. At Westherb Buick GMC of East Aurora, we know the reality is summer schedules are about to get busy.
And we're ready to help with the truck or SUV you'll need for all your summertime activities. So come in right now and get yourself an affordable monthly lease payment on a new 2024 GMC Sierra 1500. Talk to us today and drive out today with a great deal on a great truck.
Or choose a beautiful new 2024 Buick Envista crossover with a starting MSRP of just $24,790, under 25 grand. Now that's an affordable summer ride.
Plus, trade in your current vehicle when you purchase any new 2024 Buick Envista, and Westherb will give you an additional $1,000 trade-in bonus coupon toward your purchase.
An extra grand just because we can.
Go to gmeastaurora.com or come on into Westherb Buick GMC of East Aurora, right on Main Street, not far from anywhere in Western New York, and just 3 minutes off the 400. GMC, we are professional grade.
Hey, you looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? It's Dominic here, telling you to check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York. Yep, top-notch options. Stunning luxury vinyl tile and plank like Cortec. High-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk. They indeed have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Visit FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. That's Flooring Solutions of WNY.com. Their showroom is also available. They're located at Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Summer in Western New York is truly a special time, something we look forward to every year, and a new Audi is the perfect vehicle to enjoy it. So stop by Audi Buffalo today and choose your new Audi during the Summer of Audi sales event. With a new 2024 Audi Q3 or a new 2024 Audi Q5, you'll see that no one else blends sporting capability and SUV versatility like Audi. Or you could slip into a handsome new 2024 Audi A6 sedan. Purchase now and receive 0.99% APR financing for up to 60 months. 0.99% APR financing is on approved credit through Audi Financial Services at 17.09 per thousand finance. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by June 30th. See dealer for details. Come experience it all at Audi Buffalo, a distinguished member of the West Her Automotive Group. Audi Buffalo is located on Transit Road in Williamsville, just north of Genesee Street. Or you can begin your experience at AudiBuffalo.com now. Audi Buffalo, a special car makes every time of year special.
Hey, it's Dominic here. When it comes to big jobs like fixing your roof, I can't stress enough the importance of picking a reputable company that's properly insured. So when someone asks me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof by calling 716-343-ROOF. Easy to remember, 343-ROOF, or go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers you 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Don't just think it, say it. Call or text WBEN now at 716-803-0930.
Hammer Time.
10:29 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortese coming up to the bottom of the hour. Zach Penkew standing by at the WBEN news booth to give you the latest from the WBEN newsroom. So we'll be hitting the bottom of the hour in just a minute. So we'll be back with more after the news. But just to continue a little commentary there about that question that came in about architectural value. What I have seen be a real hindrance is how well a property's been respected over its lifespan. And in both of these cases, you know, there indeed are issues as to the value of the property based on the respect the property has been given, the lack of maintenance, the deterioration that's been allowed. In the case of the Pink, you know, it was a pretty well-used and kind of interesting kind of hodgepodge structure. And not in great shape. And certainly the case would be with the cobblestone fire as well. But when we come back, we can talk more about that. But in the meantime, it's time for Zach. Good morning, Zach. It's up to you.
Oh, good morning, Tom. It is 86 and mostly sunny outside. Good morning. I'm Zach Penkew, News Radio 930 WBEN. A 3-year-old child has died this morning, and a 7-year-old is still in the hospital after a shooting in Buffalo last night. Detectives say the shooting happened shortly before 9:30 p.m. at an outdoor party. No arrests have been made yet, and anyone with information is asked to call the police. The first annual Young Entrepreneurs Fair kicks off today in the town of Tonawanda. The fair will feature over 25 different vendor stands that will be selling a variety of goods. The event is free, however, people are asked to bring cash since most of the vendors can't take cards. The WBEN just called Jed First Alert Forecast. Today, warm and humid with some sun, a thunderstorm in spots this afternoon, high of 87. Tonight, mainly cloudy and a warm with a thunderstorm in parts of the area, low 76. Tomorrow, clouds and breaks of sun, windy is not as warm with a heavy gusty thunderstorm, still humid, high of 80. Right now, 86, mostly sunny. I'm Zach Penkew, News Radio 930, WBEN.
T. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence proudly offering you generator maintenance for $125. That's right, $125 to get you oil changed on your generator. And here's the best part. Well, of course, they do everything for that oil change. They change the oil. They change the oil filter. They replace the spark plugs. They check the battery, the charger, the timer, the transfer switch. But here's the best part. They mark their calendar so you don't have to mark yours to remember to get your oil change next year. Also, how about a $99 AC checkup? Yeah, as we are headstrong into the AC season with the temperatures this week, that $99 checkup can certainly give you some peace of mind. Give TRS a call today at 716-825-9911, 825-9911. Be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you. TRS, powering tomorrow, comforting today. TRS, your one-stop solution for HVAC and electrical excellence. Online at trsheatingandairconditioning.com.
Chelsea Handler, little big b-
I say I don't want to be a mother, but I wouldn't mind being like a divorced dad, you know? I could crush that role, coming in hot at like 50% all the time.
Saturday, July 27th, 8 p.m., OLG stage at Falls View Casino. On sale at Ticketmaster. Chelsea Handler, live.
Or a stepfather. That's another role I would crush.
Isn't it time you experienced a better way to buy? Make it happen right now at Maguire Chevrolet of Grand Island. Every vehicle is priced with our lowest upfront price, guaranteed. Every day, all the time, the way it should be. But we don't stop there. Maguire Chevrolet of Grand Island stands behind every vehicle we sell with our exclusive Maguire Family Assurance Program. If within the first year of ownership you experience an unfortunate life event, just bring the vehicle back. Unemployment, disability, whatever it may be. Maguire Chevrolet will buy your car back. Shop our massive inventory today, marked with incredible deals, and take your favorite Chevy car, truck, or SUV for a test drive. And remember, Maguire Chevrolet will beat any advertised price in upstate New York, guaranteed. A better way to buy and a better way to own your next new Chevy is just minutes away at Maguire Chevrolet of Grand Island, 1910 Alvin Road, or online right now at MaguireChevroletOfGrandIsland.com.
It's Dominic here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or the sump pump quits, or you find water where there shouldn't be. What do you do? Well, you call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Yep, Don is a master plumber, and he has been for his whole career. His customer retention rate is a whopping 98%, and that certainly tells you everything you need to know. So, take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it. And here it is. 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Online at plumbinghelpnow.net. Don at Plumbing Help Now. Tell him that Dominic sent you.
We are proud. Proud to serve. To serve our country. To serve our local communities. To wear the uniform, to be a soldier. To serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We're always ready, we're always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
If you worked at an industrial plant or factory, you may have been exposed to asbestos. Asbestos exposure is the primary cause of mesothelioma. Asbestos companies knew how dangerous asbestos was, yet they failed to warn you. As a result, workers were exposed to asbestos without knowing it could harm them and their families. Even brief exposure to asbestos during a summer job can lead to mesothelioma. Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford have spent decades investigating industrial sites such as Bethlehem Steel, Durez, Ashland Oil, and Hooker Chemical. We've represented thousands of Western New Yorkers. We can help you, too. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma or lung cancer, call Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford at 716-600-MESO for a free consultation. That's 716-600-6376, or visit us at lipsitzpontario.com. Your journey to justice begins when you call Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford, 424 Main Street, Buffalo, New York. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
It's Dominic here for my friends at Lenco Supplies. It's the season for your new backyard deck, and Lenco is ready with the last deck you'll ever need to build. Fiberon composite decking combines the strength of real wood with the resilience of recycled plastic for a deck that will stand the test of time. Lenco Supplies, everything you need to make Fiberon decking fit your outdoor space. Come to any of the three Western New York locations for all the material or shop online anytime at Lenco.supplies. That's Lenco.supplies. Those in the know, go Lenco, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:37 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez, and how are you? 803-0930. Anything around the house that needs my attention as we travel to South Buffalo and chat with David. Good morning, Dave. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Dominic. Listen, a couple months ago, someone from a program called Green Star Home Services. You ever hear of them?
Green Star Home Services.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay. They came here representing New York State, and they were a whole group of people walking up and down the street. They were here, had in like white shirts and khaki pants, so they're all dressed the same. And they had iPod in their hand. Mm-hmm. Well, he comes to the door and he says, "You know, I'm here to help you get a new furnace and other energy efficient things."
Okay.
And I never heard of this program or anything like that. So anyway, I said, "Well, what kind of furnace is New York State, you know, offering?" He says, "I'll show you on the iPad." And he shows me. He says, "It's a Lennox." And I said, "No, I mean, what kind is it? Is it a gas or electric?" And he said, "It would be gas." So I'm confused. I'm confused why New York State is going around, you know, telling people they'll put a new gas.
Because the left hand isn't talking to the right.
The fact is,
NYSERDA is still promoting energy efficiency with gas appliances, and so it's ironic, truly ironic. I'm always skeptical, frankly, David, when we get door-to-door solicitation, because that just, I don't know, there's just something about it that I don't like. The whole idea that you're possibly going to be positioned, maybe pressured, you know, to buy something that you're not ready to buy. So beware of anybody that's coming to you door to door.
Well, exactly. But that's, and it is on the website, NYSERDA program.
Yes.
But that was the whole thing about it was he showed up and there was no mention of them coming around. And it was like, he said, it's like I had to make that decision right then and there.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't have any literature with him, like, here, you know, call back later, or mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. you can, nothing at all. It's just like a very poorly run program.
So what was he trying to sell you, a furnace?
Did he say you qualified
for a free furnace, or what was it the whole
no,
point?
No, not a free, not
yeah,
a free
okay.
furnace. You know, energy put assistance in getting, you know, windows put in and things like that, and you know, energy efficient, like freezers and refrigerators,
well,
and stuff like that.
Again, you as a homeowner should be the one to drive when you start shopping for something around your house.
Right.
I never ever suggest that people welcome a door-to-door solicitation into their home, because it's more than likely going to result with some kind of pressure or some kind of coercion to do something that you weren't ready to do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, I googled
Green Star, and it did come up. Green Star Home Services. It looks like a nice, neat website. Energy efficient specialist serving Western New York. But you know, it looks like they're just selling furnaces, insulation, and energy audits. So,
right. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks.
Bye.
Yeah. Be aware of everybody that door-to-door solicitations are usually a sign of high pressure. Let's go to South Wales, chat with Dan. Good morning, Dan. You're next.
Hey, good morning, Dominic.
So about in the spring, my girlfriend and I had a composite deck installed off okay. of an existing sliding glass door that was at ground level.
Okay.
So we had it, you know, we wanted it to be flat to the existing door. So they had to dig out to put down the support beams and all that sort of stuff for it. And they did that the first day. And when I got home, I said to her, I said, what are they going to fill it in with? And she said, oh, I don't know. They didn't say anything. So I was at work the next day. She asked them and she texted me and she said, they said that they don't need to fill it in, that it's not a, because I said, the first thing I said is that's, it's, you know, you could see it was down to the clay level. I said, first rain, that's just going to fill up with water.
Wait a minute now. Let me make sure I'm understanding. Fill what in? The post hole or the area underneath the...
The void where they had dug out. Because they didn't just dig to build the supports. They dug just basically a pit and then put the support
wow.
into it.
I'm not liking okay. this. I'm not liking this.
Yeah, wasn't liking it either.
Yeah.
And it was I won't say the name, but it was a company that we talked to at the home show this year. So I assumed.
The idea of allowing water to collect scares me because
right.
water has to have a place to go. And if we now have created a low spot, you know, right up against the house, that's a possibility now for that water to infiltrate. And not to mention wreck havoc with the actual deck structure, even though it's treated lumber.
Right.
Did they put any stone down?
They put nothing. They put absolutely nothing.
Yeah. How far along are we here?
Oh, it's done. It's already, it's installed.
Did you pay for it?
It's paid for, yeah.
Hmm. Well, I don't know what to tell you at this point, other than we need to make sure water doesn't collect under there. So mm-hmm. Is the grade even with the deck top?
More or less, I think so. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you through the spacing between the boards, you can see the water collecting down there.
Oh boy.
Yeah,
this
the only
is not
thing
good.
I thought of was to put like brush, like sand. I mean, through the space.
No.
No.
No. No. No. No. The low spot concerns me.
Okay.
We need to get a way for that water to drain out. So I'm going to mm-hmm. suggest kind of an undermining. On one side, perhaps, maybe the
okay.
hopefully the downward slope side, undermining, digging the earth out. This is terrible that you have to go through this, but it's going to be essential to preserve your investment.
Right.
And then what we need to do is have an outlet. And again, hopefully there's some angle to the grade, so we're going to get a downward slope to drain
there
the
is.
Water out. That's great that there is. So
yeah,
digging that low forward. Side out.
Right.
And I'm how close to the, are the joists to the earth?
That I'm not sure. Cause by the time they had finished it, by the time I got home. So
yeah.
I don't know. Man.
So eventually, you know, even though it's treated lumber, wood being
right.
that close to grade is never good. There should have been some kind of vapor barrier put down. There should have been some kind of stone on top of the vapor barrier.
Right.
So that would
right.
have given us some protection of that wood absorbing moisture.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to shorten the lifespan of the deck for sure.
Right.
But getting the water out is tantamount. So let's okay. make sure we dig that low side out. Actually, I'd make it their problem, frankly.
Right.
Dig that low side out. And try to promote drainage as much as you can. And I would complain under these circumstances. Now, they're going to probably come back at you and say, well, you wanted it, you know, even. And
right.
yeah, but you're the expert, not us. And you should have told
right.
us that creating a pit for water to collect is not right. So.
Well, and she did raise the concern the morning after also. So she did ask him about it. He said, oh, no, that's never a problem.
Yeah, well, yeah. It is a problem, and water should
right.
never be allowed to collect anywhere. Like
right.
I said, it's possibly now is a pit for water to collect and find its way into your basement, number one. And number two, you know, you're going to have a breeding ground for mosquitoes, for God's sake.
I said the same things. I said it's going to be a pit of water, and it's going to be, we're going to have a deck full of mosquitoes.
No. Absolutely, absolutely not good. So let's get the water to drain out. I'd make a call to them and saying, you know, you basically sold me a pile of nothing here, and I've got to deal with these problems that you've created. So let's come up with a solution together. You may want to talk to a lawyer as well, because this doesn't sound right to me.
Yeah, okay.
All right?
All right.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry that you went through that. Hey, that's what I'm for, by the way. Next time, call me first.
Yeah.
We'll walk you through things before you deal with them.
Yeah,
all right, Dan. Okay. All right. Good luck. All right. Dan's line now available. Boy, that stuff, that aggravates me. I hate hearing stories like that. That's what I'm here for, people, is to help you prevent these kind of mistakes. Take advantage of that. 803-0930. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, we're knee-deep in the air conditioning season. Yep, and we do certainly enjoy our air conditioning. But you know, the air-conditioned air is traveling through the same ductwork that your heated air travels through in the winter months. Yep, it is the same ductwork. The only difference, however, is there might be more moisture in that ductwork in the summer months, and actually could create more of a collection of gunk that's not good for you to breathe. Yeah, dead skin cells, decaying animal parts, dust mite feces. This is the stuff that needs to be removed, and the only way you can do it and have it be done properly is by having my friends at Indoor Air Professionals come over. They'll cut a hole in your ductwork, and with negative pressure, of course, first of all, they'll insert the column duct cleaning nozzle, and then they'll blast all the sidewalls of your ductwork, and with negative pressure, they'll suck it out, and they'll leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel, not to mention the medical grade air purifier and the high capacity April Air dehumidifiers. Indoor Professionals is the place to go. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Dominic, yeah, this is the time when the air conditioning is running hard. People don't realize it, but the moisture from the cooling coils, as you mentioned, then blows into the detritus, the dead skin cells, and all that stuff that you described. And it makes mold in your ductwork, and that's why people get sick. You know, so it's not like, oh, I don't like air conditioning because it's the differential of when you come in from 89 degrees with 80% humidity, dropping down to 75 cooler, drier air. No, it's the biofilm. That's what makes you sick, plus all the dust that puffs out, you know. So that's it. But you know what? The last caller reminds me, when people call, one of the things that ultimately comes up is, unfortunately, because equipment for duct cleaning, other than the column system, is so bad, it makes duct cleaning a giant scam to start with, because it only cleans 40 to 50% of the stuff out.
Yep,
and valid we
point.
Get 95% out. And that's why of the 100 plus contractors that refer us, mostly heating contractors, 28 used to be competitors. They bought this equipment, realized they were ripping off their customers, and stopped doing it, and now they refer us.
It's there you go.
Crazy.
716-683-3000, extension 303 will put you right at Peter's desk. Peter, what's the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts for the first Saturday in summer?
Yes. Well, look, at just because I'm getting really blunt here, we are sick and tired of this inflation, and it's not necessary, but we're gonna do everything we can for your listening audience to combat that. So today on duct cleaning, we're offering a real 20% off. You know, we've talked about, should we do dollars off or percentage? Well, you're just marking up and down. With every proposal I send out, I send the price list, which is based on the number of runs, the age of the house, the access, and so forth. So you can see for real that you're getting 20% off. We don't do this much except for repeat customers, but we're throwing it out there. Then you also will save $350 off the Healthway medical grade air purifier for 1,200 square feet, 40 times more efficient than HEPA filter, 500 off the whole house Healthway unit, and $300 off the April Air high capacity dehumidifier.
Wow. These are remarkable discounts. You heard Peter. You can only get those by calling today. The number to call again, 716-683-3000, extension 303. Make sure you listen. Tell them you listen to Hammer Time Radio. It pays to listen, doesn't it? Indoor Air Professionals. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
take.
$29.99 down includes all taxes and fees. That's what we're doing in June at Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram. Lease a loaded Jeep Compass Limited for $279 a month or a hot new Dodge Hornet just $289 a month. Both just $29.99 down includes all taxes and fees. Some of the lowest payments of the year. And make us an offer on any remaining new 2023 model. We might just take it. They gotta go. Unapproved credit, Compass lease $27 a month, Hornet $24, $7,500 miles per year, 25 cents per mile over. Customer responsible for maintenance and repair. Includes loyalty or conquest cash. Not all buyers qualify. Must finance through Stellantis. Offer expires 6/30/24. Hey, we're not messing around at Transitown. Some of the lowest payments of the year. Loaded Jeep Compass Limited, $279 a month. Hot new Dodge Hornet, $289 a month. Both just $29.99 down. Includes taxes and fees. Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram. Make this the summer event.
Keep your yard pest-free with Mosquito Hunters of Buffalo. Mosquito Hunters helps with rodents, yellow jackets, deer, ticks, fleas, mosquitoes, and ants. They're also the exclusive installer of ThermoCell Live Smart Repellent System, an installed mosquito control system that protects your patio space and more from mosquitoes. This smart repellent mosquito control system can be used around pets and kids. Live is the perfect treatment for smaller yards, patios, or pool areas. Call 716-407-3230 or visit mosquitohunters.com.
Mosquito Hunters.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
After my motorcycle accident, my attorneys at the Barnes firm got me $300,000, five times more than insurance offered.
After my car accident, insurance offered $50,000. My case was worth over $1 million more.
Hi, I'm Rich Barnes. Is your case worth more than the insurance company says? Call the Barnes firm now. You might be surprised.
My case was worth $800,000.
What's your case worth? Call our Buffalo office now and find out.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Hey, it's Dominic here. I have the most effective way to fix your concrete without having to replace it. You know what it is? Call A1 Concrete Leveling. Yep. A1 uses hydraulic pressure injection to raise your concrete so it doesn't have to be replaced. There are no chemicals, and you can use your surfaces the very same day. And the best part, well, you're going to save up to 70% when you compare this to replacement. That's right. I couldn't be happier with the work they did at my house. I sent them over to Phil's, and they did some leveling for him as well. Remarkable service, folks. A1 Concrete Leveling. Give them a call. 716-341-4550. 341-4550. They'll give you a free estimate. A1ConcreteBuffalo.com. A1ConcreteBuffalo.com. A1 Concrete Leveling. We pump it up.
Now's the time for blue skies and warm, sunny days in Western New York. We have been waiting all year, and now summer has arrived and the birds are soaring. So shouldn't you be? Stop into Wester Lincoln right now, and you can. In a beautiful, brand new 2024 Lincoln Aviator, featuring all the performance, style, and luxury you could want, plus 2.9% APR financing for 36 months. 2.9% APR financing for 36 months. On approved credit at 29.04 per thousand finance through Lincoln Automotive Financial Services. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by June 30th. See dealer for details. And as always, we implore you to take advantage of Wester Lincoln's concierge service, where we bring any new Lincoln to you to test drive anywhere in Western New York. And then after purchase, pick up your vehicle and return it following any service appointments. If you're thinking Lincoln, think Wester Lincoln, the exclusive new Lincoln dealer in Western New York, right across Millersport Highway from Wester Ford and Amherst. Let's fly.
Welcome to
Hi, this is Michael Caputo. Man, do I miss doing radio in Western New York. Did you hear? President Donald Trump endorsed Assemblyman David DiPietro in the Republican primary for State Assembly on Tuesday, June 25th. President Trump knows David DiPietro fights for the America First agenda. Secure borders, backing law enforcement, our military and veterans, and our Second Amendment. Please vote for Assemblyman David DiPietro for State Assembly on Tuesday, June 25th.
Paid for by DiPietro for you.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time.
Life is different, and so is advertising.
To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, it's Dominic here from my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. You know, you see those advertisements for the one-day epoxy coating? Yeah, I'd shy away from those because they use polyurea. Polyurea gives them that ability to get the job done in one day, but there's a big piece missing, folks. They don't give you a vapor barrier. So the adherence is the issue. And of course, with Gorilla Garage Gear, the vapor barrier affords them the ability to give you a 15-year guarantee. For epoxy floors, for garage doors, and for garage storage equipment, the only place to go is Gorilla Garage Gear. Go, go, Gorilla. 716-715-6927. 715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:57 is Hammer Time. We're trying to squeeze in all the callers that we can between now and the end of the show as we go next to Buffalo and say good morning to Dan. Good morning, Dan. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Dominic. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I have a new sun porch put in last year, and I want to put a ceiling in it. And I put the insulation up, and I was told to go with T111 for just to put up there. Does that sound like a good idea?
Yeah, that's fine. Probably something easier than that, actually, Dan, would be to use luxury vinyl flooring, especially since it's not going to ever be walked on. It'll last forever. It'll look good. It'll look like a plank ceiling like the T111, but one step eliminated, you don't have to finish it.
And that comes, that's a lighter product, correct?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can nail through the tongue and install it that way. You know, there's even clips for some of the product lines, but depending on what you buy, you can head over to Flooring Solutions, you know, at Clinton and Harlem and see what they have. We actually use this product for ceilings in all of our sunrooms. So it's a great way to give you something pre-finished, good looking, and easy to install, kind of in one step.
So it's not a 4x8 sheet, it's
no,
in squares?
No, they're planks. They're planks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Hey, great. Thanks for the call. Good question.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. So actually, when I said trying to squeeze in all the calls, everybody hung up. So there we go. We're done. Jerry, thanks for doing a great job as always. We'll look forward to seeing everybody next Saturday. By the way, next Saturday's show, True North is our topic. And that is a deck board material available at Lenco. This is a unique deck board, folks. It has Most of the composition of it is recycled plastic, and they use rice hulls as their binder, not sawdust. They use rice hulls. Kind of interesting dynamic. A company that's just north of the border that Lenco has aligned itself with. It's a three-generation family business, just like Lenco is. So we're inspired by that as well. So be sure to tune in to learn more about True North Deck Products next Saturday morning here on WBN. In the meantime, have a great week. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.